Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. So we're still on our break, guys. We're still kicking back, chilling out, relaxing on
call.
Shooting some people.
People outside of the school.
And so here is our second instalment
of the best bits of 2020.
Enjoy. Okay, anyway, shall we
move on to
la big questions?
So we had a big question this week through from Jen on the gram. And Jen says, when do you start to feel like a grown up?
Answers on a postcard, guys, if you know.
Because neither of us are able to answer this one.
God, when do you start to feel like a grown up? I mean, bollocks.
I don't want to be
a grown up.
No.
Bollocks to that shit.
I can be quite immature a lot. You know, I can find.
Same.
You know. I was actually thinking about this the other day. Farting. Farts. One of the funniest things.
Oh my god.
Like your own, someone else's.
Yeah.
They're just funny. That shit just makes me laugh.
They are just like, you know, poo, bum, willy and fart. You can understand why like 5 and 6 year olds get obsessed with saying that, can't
you? Because funny.
You know, and saying to somebody you're just a poo
bum willy, or you're just a poo bum willy head.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just great.
Like that is humour at its best, really.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I actually think the minute you kind of think you're a grown up or try and be grown up is when you kind of lose a bit of yourself.
I also think that can become a bit dickish.
Mm.
You know, when you're trying to be really like grown up and like, yeah, guys, I mean, I don't do that. Oh my God. Producer Joe has just put in the chat. But someone got arrested near where I lived as a kid for spraying poo sex tits on the road surfaces everywhere.
What a kid. What a kid. See? That is hilarious.
Poo sex tits on the road.
That is brilliant. I wish I'd done that myself.
I think those people that are like, oh no god, I'm too mature for that, you're laughing about farting, it's just not funny. I'm like, no, it is funny.
Yeah,
somebody's making a sound from their body. Sometimes they don't even know it's coming, and often it fucking stinks. That is funny. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I was being a dick with my children at the weekend.
Yeah.
And I said to them, do you sometimes wish that I wasn't like this?
Yeah.
You know, do you sometimes wish I was a bit more? And they both were like, God, no.
No.
You know, some of their mates' mums.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I
way
can't.
Way too serious.
Yeah. And they're like, no, mum, we love the fact that you're a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just think as well, it's like, what does being grown up you know, actually with your mean? Inverted commas.
Your old inversions.
What does that actually mean? Right, so look, yeah. Okay, let's look at the facts. Let's look at the facts, Ange.
Okay, yeah. Okay, hit me with your facts.
Okay, so I would say, you know, take someone like me, for example. I live in a 3-bed semi.
Yeah.
Grown up.
Grown up, yeah? Adult. Yeah.
I've got a relatively serious job.
Yeah, adult.
Grown up.
Yeah.
I've got relationships that I've sustained in my life. Grown up. I'm married. Grown up. Do I want any part of it? Do I bollocks?
Exactly.
Like, I just don't really know what being a grown up actually means.
No.
And if it means you stop talking about this shit, I don't want any part of it.
Forget it. Yeah. Forget I'm going to remain a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I'm afraid, Jen, we don't know and we don't want to know.
And we don't care.
No. We just want to continue talking about poo bum willy sex farts.
We want to put poo sex tits around where we live.
On the roads and on the pavement.
Yeah. I might do that this week.
Yeah.
For the gram.
Yeah, do it.
I'll do it in chalk so it washes away, but I might put poo sex tits outside my house.
Yeah, poo sex tits.
Yeah. Such a brilliant... Three words.
Yeah.
Poo sex tits.
It is.
Do you remember though, James went through a stage of just constantly saying, well, poo bum, William farts.
Poo bum. Poo bum, William farts.
Do you know though, I changed your life a couple of weeks ago, didn't I? And I know I did. Because I revealed to you, you can turn the blue tick off on WhatsApp. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's been game changing for you.
Honestly, that was one of the things that really irritated me about WhatsApp. Like, I read the message and then the person who said knows that I've read it because the ticks go blue. And I'm like, that's really annoying because now I have to respond straight away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I hate that.
Yeah.
Because I feel under pressure.
It off. You've turned it off. You've turned the blue ticks off. Yeah. That was now, game changing.
Now no dicks will know if I've read their message or not.
Well, the only other thing that you'll need to turn off if you really want to go incognito is the bit at the top that says when you were last online.
Yes.
Because that's another thing on WhatsApp. Mm. If you've got that on.
Why do they do that? Like, make it so obvious that you've read it and you were last online at 16:05 while she was online and she didn't reply to me. Why do they do that? Because actually it just pisses people off. And actually,
well, for some
my
people,
intention is not to piss anyone off. It's just like, oh, I've read that, but I actually can't reply right now or can't be asked to reply right now. But I will do. At some point I will reply. But not right now.
Yeah.
It's like on Instagram when, you know, if someone sends you a message, and obviously if I send them a message and it just comes up, seen.
Yeah.
Why does that need to be there?
I don't know.
Exactly. It's really that
exactly.
And having your sound on your phone is one of those really shitting annoying things.
Yeah.
I've just about had enough of it.
You really have, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've really had enough now of that.
Yeah. Blue ticks are gone. When I've been online is gone. I just need to get the thing off Instagram that says seen.
Seen. You can turn that off, I think.
Do you know what I quite like doing? It's like on you know, if you've got like a WhatsApp chat, like with like a load of people, I love just like not reading them at all. And then you've got like a chat that's got like 50 million messages on it that you haven't read.
Well, I've got a lot of WhatsApp chats that are archived.
You've archived.
I've muted them for eight years because you get an option. You get an option.
Yeah,
how long do you want to mute them for? And so a lot of mine are muted for 8 years.
Why don't you just remove yourself? Why?
Because then people know.
Well, they kind of are going to figure out if you're not responding.
Well, yeah, but it's not as rude, is it?
No, I like it when it comes up so-and-so.
Oh, no, you do. So-and-so has left the group, yeah. So yeah, I've muted and archived quite a lot of
for
mine.
For eight years.
Because you can't mute and archive forever, weirdly. You have to, 8 years is
your maximum.
Your maximum. I mean, who the hell then he's archiving a WhatsApp chat, and then in 8 years going, oh, shitting hell, you know, I haven't checked in with for a while. That WhatsApp chat with 30 people I don't give a shit about.
I mean, what are you, perhaps 38?
Yeah.
So that's going to take you to, what, 46?
Quick math.
Quick math.
Quick
math. Which is unusual for me, actually.
Yeah, so 46. Are we checking in? I'll be checking into those chats. WhatsApp will remind me I've got those chats muted and I've got...
Would you like to reactivate this chat from 8 years
ago? I don't know what's gone on in that chat for the last 8 years.
We had it on one of the chats we got with a group of girlfriends. And there was obviously a load of us on it. And then I noticed a while back that someone did leave. It came up saying... So-and-so's left, right? Yeah. Oh, okay. Fine. Screw you. Although, actually, I actually respect that, because you just said, you know what, I've had enough of this. I'm out.
Respect it. I respect that.
I do, because you've basically gone, I don't give a shit about that group. I'm just going to mute myself for 8 years. At least this person's had the decency to go, I'm out. I'm done.
Two fingers up at you lot. I'm going.
Yeah, I don't need this chat anymore.
Yeah.
So anyway, she left. And obviously not everyone saw that. So then a few weeks go by. And then it was this person's birthday. So people start writing all there, happy birthday, so-and-so. And then obviously someone else in the group realised and then just put, I think she's actually left the group.
That is hilarious.
Oh, it's just, I was just reading, I was just cracking up. Yeah.
Happy birthday to someone who left 6 months ago. Whereas people would just think I was being rude. Because exactly. If I'd archived that for 8 years, I'd get all those when I was 46. Oh god, that's hilarious. Dear. Yesterday on our group chat, Mal, so this is a group chat with, you know, our family, including not younger nieces and nephews, but older nieces and nephews. Dad told us to go on Netflix and chill. And I'm not sure Mal fully understands what that means.
I don't think Mal does, no.
No. What's been getting on your shitting tits then this week?
Okay, right. The thing that's getting on my shitting tits this week is the overuse of lol. Mainly in text messages, right. But also people actually using that word when they're talking to you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, lol. Like, it really starts to... really gets on my nerves, right?
And also, don't use it unless you are actually lolling.
That's what I mean. It's being overused and it's you're not lolling. You are not laughing out loud. You're just shoving a lol in at every fucking point.
You're just shoving a lol. You are just like, lol, 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 lol.
This is right. I've written a kind of text that I have received, obviously, from people. I'm not going to name them.
Okay. Come on, you can't name the chick.
No, I am not.
Come on.
This is a rough kind of, you know.
Don't be a pussy. Wait,
no, I'm being be a pussy. I'm pussying this one up.
Okay.
Hi, Ange. Lol. How are you? I've been to town this morning. Lol. And I saw this card and thought of you. Lol. Anyway, just going to grab a sarnie and a Santa's yum nut. From M&S. Lol. Hope you're having a good day. Lol. Bye. Like, what in that were you actually lolling about?
Like, what about when people... Because I don't mind it in text messages. I do find it a bit weird. But it's worse for me when people are like... So last week, you're not going to believe this, I lolled so hard. I'm like,
you could just say I laughed
a lot, or I found something really, really funny, or
and that's what I mean. People are just shoving a lol in everywhere, in text messages, in their conversations, and I'm just.
But have you heard? Have you heard when people think that "lol" actually means lots of love?
Yes. Well, I think Marg's thought
that. You know, like when you get when your mum sends, "So sorry you failed your driving test, lol, mum." Yeah. And you open that and you're like, "Fuck you, mum! You're lolling at the fact actually, that I failed."
Marg's did think "lol" was lots of love.
Yes, lots of love. Yeah, mum did. Yeah,
yeah. So she's probably messages. Shoved it in everywhere. Lol.
She'd send messages saying. Oh, the house sale's been delayed. Lol, mum. Mum. Mum, come on. That is not on. No. Lolling at the fact that our house sale hasn't gone through.
Thanks a lot, Margs.
Thanks, Margs, you bitch. But yeah, I'm with you. The hot, but also like ruffle. People have started using.
Ruffling.
You know, people say, oh, I ruffled at this the other day. No, you didn't. You actually rolled on the floor.
Yeah.
You were actually on the floor rolling around.
Yeah. No, you
laughing.
Weren't.
No. So don't use it.
No.
I do like a lol if I am actually laughing out loud, though.
Well, you see, this is where I'm now. If you get anything from me that I've put a lol in, you can be sure I'm actually lolling.
Laughing out loud.
I am laughing out loud at that because I'm not using a lol willy nilly.
That and, is you know, willy. Willy nilly.
You know,
you're not prepared to do that.
No, I'm not. So if you get something that I've put lol in, you know for a fact that I'm laughing out loud.
Yeah.
So, and this is my thing. You know, people are just shoving lols in everywhere. They're not lolling. They're actually not lolling.
What about laughing my ass off as well?
Yeah.
LMAO.
LMFAO.
LMFAO. LMFAO, they're a band, aren't they?
Yeah. No, are they?
LMFAO, yeah.
Didn't
I mean, it does stand for laughing my fucking arse off, but LMFAO are also a band.
Are they that band that did that, like, hit, they had that one hit that went, like, crazy?
Crazy, yeah.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Yeah, that one. That one. That was LMFAO.
And people like saying, oh, Rufflecopter.
Oh, yeah, God, no. That is shit, isn't it?
I mean, that goes in with, like, you know, people that use that office-y jargon.
Yes.
You
know, oh, yeah.
I mean, it's your
cough cough, isn't it? It's your abba cough cough.
It is. Yeah. It's all those. Copter. Yeah.
Mega lols, ruffle cough. Oh God! Did you hear about Steve last night? You got stuck at the taxi rank. Oh God, ruffle cough. He was waiting for a taxi for 4.5 hours. Oh God, I fucking laughed my ass off when John told me about that.
I LMFAO'd.
He wasn't shuffling anywhere. He was sitting there like a right prick. Yeah, no, I'm with you with the what gets on my... That. Them dicks.
Them dicks. Them lolling dicks. The bloody volume on the adverts on the TV. What is with that? Right? You're quite happily watching your program at a nice, normal level, quite a normal sound. Everybody's happy. Everyone's having a great time. You go to an ad break, right? And all of a sudden, the volume goes up to 50 fucking decibels. And you've got Barry Scott shouting at you about Cillit, Bang, Grime and Lime. Why does that happen? Why does it do
Have you
that?
Ever watched the TV with Dad?
Oh, well.
Before he had a hearing aid.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, God. Like, he'd have the volume at 50 anyway.
Yeah.
An advert.
And then Dad, bang.
But Dad bloody wouldn't even flinch.
No.
Dad, like, you'd be sat watching the TV. Already you're thinking, shitting hell, man.
Really loud. Yeah.
This is really loud. But I'm not going to say anything because I understand, it's, you know, you're struggling to hear it.
Yeah.
The ad comes on. I'm like, bloody hell, what's that? Dad doesn't even move. Doesn't even change his facial expression. Just stares at the TV.
That was when he then got his hearing aid.
Oh my God, he couldn't believe it.
Shocked at the level of the volume he was used to having it at. He was like, shit, did I actually have it that loud? Yes, Mal.
You did have it at 52 on the volume.
Yeah.
For a long time. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, why does it do that?
I know, it really does. Like,
do you think it's something to do with like ads and marketing or something?
Yes,
do you think
I it's think something it's to like get your attention.
Whatever you're doing,
yes.
If you're not really focused on the TV.
Yeah, I'm going to shout at you to get your attention and
get your lime and grime,
burst your bloody eardrums.
Lime and grime. I just called it lime and grime.
Grime and lime. It's grime and lime.
Oh, grime and lime.
Grime and lime. Yeah.
Do you have any adverts at the moment that you really hate, that they come on and you're like, oh God, I hate this advert? Or do you have any that you love?
Yeah, no, the one I absolutely hate at the moment is, hang on, I've got to think about it. Just Eat.
With Snoop Doggy Dogg. Oh, J-U-S-T-E-A-T. Did somebody say Just Eat?
No, fuck off.
I mean, Snoop. But you know, there's been a couple of times I've watched that and thought, God, Snoop, what has happened to you, mate? How much do you reckon Just Eat paid for that?
A freaking fortune, mate.
Yeah.
A fortune.
Why is it's he just on the plane?
It's
well?
Just on, oh, it's on too
time,
much.
It?
And it's
just on
that,
all the time.
You hear it and you're like, oh, shit, that tune's going to be stuck in my head now. I also, like, I do get a little bit pissed off at all the Christmas adverts, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Like,
oh, I love it.
No,
I mean, I settle down to watch the John Lewis advert on YouTube every year as soon as it's out.
You don't.
I do. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
No.
Why do you get annoyed? Do you think there's too many now?
Yeah, and I just think, you know, everyone jumps on this shitty bandwagon about making the advert and it all, you know. I mean, I kind of like the fact that at least John Lewis this year are actually supporting two charities.
Yes.
And I do, I think, because I think it just became, it became such a thing for the for companies to kind of put the, and spend a fortune creating these adverts and putting them out, you know, they're on TV for what, like, you know, 4 weeks or, well, 6 weeks, because they're on now, aren't they? But so I think at least, you know, John Lewis, Waitrose have kind of decided to go down that route. I do think that's a really good idea, but yeah, it's just all a bit,
What do you feel about? Because I think it's dickish that McDonald's have done one. So they did one last year. They've done it again this year. Are you reindeer ready? About getting their like fruit and salad bags for kids.
Yeah. Like anyone's McDonald's, going there for them.
Stay in your lane, McDonald's, and show me a burger.
Like, do something about your fries or something.
What about, do you know what something that gets on my shitting tits?
Yeah.
People that go to McDonald's and have a salad.
Yeah.
I mean, who's doing that?
Dicks.
My friend Michelle, her mum, she goes to McDonald's and has a salad. A salad and a bottle of water.
Yeah. What a dick.
I mean, you know, what?
You've done a mouth there. You did it. I don't actually know what to say. You're speechless, aren't you, Pat? You're
flabbergasting. Also, what about people who are like, I'll have a cheeseburger, but no cheese? Well, that's a hamburger. No, I want a cheeseburger, but without the cheese. I know someone that does that.
What is the, so what is the difference then?
I don't know. Something to do with the relish or the pickles. Yeah. Or something. But I know someone who goes to McDonald's and says, I would like a cheeseburger without the cheese. Mm. I don't want a hamburger. I want a cheeseburger without
the
cheese.
So basically, they just want the patty.
They just want me.
They want in bread and patty. That's
they
it.
Want me in between
in a bun. Yeah, patty in a bun. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
You know, and lots of people do want that, Ange. That's a big desire of lots of people.
I totally can hear that. I totally
hear
that.
There's a big need for patty in a bun.
Patty in a bun. Yeah.
But yeah, the advert.
Also, just on that, when I was actually, because I was trying to think about that Barry Scott advert. I was trying to think, what was the thing, you know, what he did. And so I listened to the advert, and then when I was scrolling through, there was this whole thing about Barry Scott had died.
Yeah, wasn't that a joke?
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't that all like a ruse?
Barry Scott's dead.
Why did somebody start that?
Also, Barry Scott, that actually wasn't his name.
This is brilliant. This is gold.
This was a whole realm of information I did not even know about.
Wasn't his name? What was his name then?
His name was Neil Burgess.
Bloody hell, do you think he is Elton John?
But what happened was, a bit that I read is that Neil Burgess, after doing Sit and Bang, he had problems getting other work because people thought his name was Barry Scott.
People wouldn't employ him because they thought his name was Barry Scott.
They thought he was lying. So he'd auditions and shit, I suppose.
And he turns crying. I am crying with laughter over Barry Scott.
So was I. As I was reading, I was like, oh, God, Barry Scott's dead. Oh, no, actually, he's not. That's all a load of bollocks. Oh, but Barry Scott's actual real name is Neil Burgess. But Neil struggles to get other work because people think he's Barry Scott.
Why did they call him Barry Scott?
I know, exactly.
I mean, it does sound better than I'm Neil Burgess and I'm going to do the penny trick. I mean, you know, the whole thing was the penny, wasn't it?
Where the penny,
put it in the water. Oh my, I'm actually crying with laughter at the thought of Barry Scott.
I just Googled Barry Scott Sillit Bang and then all this other shit came up about his Sillit life. Bang. Yeah. So yeah, there we go. Just a little sideline on Barry Scott.
That is absolutely hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Who would have thought starting about talking about adverts would lead us into all of that information?
I know.
Well, about Barry Scott. How old is he?
This has come from Alex on the gram, and he or she...
I don't know if it's a man or a woman.
He or she has asked, if you could change one thing about your life right now, what would it be?
That this podcast was a global sensation. That one is easy. It's absolutely
that
easy.
That we have blown up big style. Yeah.
Do you know, though, this is a really interesting question. And this is actually something that... So for those of you that haven't listened from the beginning, a few weeks ago, I, as we've sort of touched on, I'm a big overthinker. I worry quite a lot. I get quite anxious about stuff. And I decided a few weeks ago that I needed to start going back to see a counsellor. So that's what I did. And I had a session with her on Saturday. And we actually sort of talked about this subject quite a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
Because also for those of you that don't know, who haven't listened from the start or whatever, Matthew and I have been trying to have a baby for about 8 years, and it hasn't happened, and it's still something that's quite painful for us. But I look at kind of the starting of this podcast, and I think the amount of time that we put into it, and we had to put into it when we first started in the early days, i.e. editing it ourselves, predominantly me editing it, but, you know, together kind of figuring out what should stay in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sort of trying to push it with various people, having meetings about it. I sort of look back and think, oh, you know, crikey, maybe there's a reason we didn't have children. If I had a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old running around, this would have been much more difficult.
Much harder.
You know, there's a reason Theresa May didn't have kids and made it to prime minister. I'm not saying I'm going to be prime minister, but there's a reason that that was her life the way it was.
Yeah.
So I think for me, it's like, I don't know, I suppose if this sort of horrible journey has taught me anything, it's that perhaps we're not supposed to wish to change anything about our lives. And, you know, unless it's very toxic or you're in a really horrible relationship or somebody's bullying you or what, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about relatively, you know, average lives. Maybe the plan A that we had that doesn't come, you know, that
is
isn't there.
Reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think, of course, if I could change anything about my life, it would be that I was a mum. Like,
yeah,
no question asked. Absolutely no questions asked. It, you know, I would give anything to have that.
Mm.
But are there other things that I can't see, that I don't know about, that are around the corner, that mean there's a reason why that hasn't happened?
It hasn't happened. Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree, Pats. I think it's, yeah, I think it's really easy to look at your life and go, oh gosh, I wish that was different, and I wish that was different, and I wish, you know. And sometimes it, you know, sometimes I think you do have to get in that place and think about those things, because I think it's healthy to do that. But I think it's also healthy to be able to look at it and go, well, actually, maybe this hasn't happened because there's something else that I don't have any awareness of right now. And I think, like, for me, if I could change one thing about my life right now, it would be to have less of a feeling of that imposter syndrome. I am like, I think I'm the world's worst for thinking that.
Yeah.
I am so bad at, like, I was actually only talking to Ian about it the other day, saying how, you know, even with doing all this podcast stuff, right, I still have probably most weeks moments of going, oh, I'm not good enough to do that.
Same.
I you know, it's just I'm not really that good. I'm not really no one's really gonna be that bothered if this happens or it doesn't. And I have a lot of self-doubt about my, you know, I don't have a lot of self-belief. I don't, you know, I think sometimes people are shocked to hear that because, like, oh, but Ange, you know, you come across as being so confident and you, you know, and I don't lack confidence, but I definitely lack a huge amount of self-belief. And just quite often feel like, yeah, I'm just not good enough. And I wish I could think differently about myself and my life and not feel like, yeah, I'm being an imposter in a situation that I shouldn't really be in, or so yeah, I think that's the thing for me, is to just have a bit more self-belief rather than self-doubt.
I think that, you know, I think there will be so many people, especially women, that you have just spoken directly to, because I think we, and you know, that part of this like is tied up similarly with my stuff, because I think as women we're taught you get married, you have a family, that's your lot. Yes, you know, there are women who go on to be incredibly successful in lots of things, but that doesn't really happen that often.
No.
They're the exception, not the rule. Yeah. So when you find yourself in a space where you haven't achieved one of those things, i.e. having a baby, you feel like, God, why am I here? This is ridiculous. I can't even reproduce. But I also think when you've had children relatively young, you know, you were like late 20s when you had Joel, and your whole life has been about plowing. I think whichever way you find yourself in this story, there's an identity crisis in both of them, because
100%.
I think you're like, well, actually, the only reason I was put here was to be a mum.
Yeah.
And that's what I need to focus on. And how dare I even think that I could bring anything else to the world, because I'm a woman and that's what I do.
Yeah.
But then I think on the flip side, there's all of us who are in the shitty haven't had kids club going, oh, God, I can't even, I've got reproductive organs that can't even do that. Shitting hell, my cervix is shit, my womb's shit, my eggs are shit. Like, God, the one thing that I was supposedly made to do,
I can't do that.
So I think, and I do really think this is a big struggle. I'm not saying that men don't suffer with imposter syndrome, and of course we touched on men a bit last week, but I do think this is a big thing for women, you know.
100%.
I do think we're sort of given this, like, quieting down. You know, it's like, don't be too loud but don't be shy, don't give too much of an opinion but what do you really think, you know, with the mixed messages of like, oh, you're too loud, you didn't speak up enough, oh, you're too, you know, you're too vulgar, oh, come on, have a laugh, like, it's this whole mixed message of like, actually, as a woman, what you need to do is just walk a tightrope and only get involved
in your lane. Stay in your lane and don't even try and veer out of that, because you can't, basically.
And don't become too much, but also don't be too quiet because, you know, we don't want people that are like sassy and sulky in the corner. Yeah. Like, come on, have a laugh. Oh, no, don't be too funny. Because
that's just too much. You're a woman. You can't actually be too funny.
Don't be that funny.
Just back off, bitch.
So I think that, you know, that imposter, I'm not good enough, I think lots and lots of women carry that through a lot of life. And, you know, but I do think in terms of changing stuff about our lives, I think, I don't know. I don't know what the reason is that I didn't have kids or that we haven't had kids. I don't know what that is. And I might never know. I might live my whole life thinking, well, God, I don't know why that didn't happen. But I think, for me, it's just about taking every single opportunity that we're given and
going for it,
trying our best to give it all we've got.
Finding the funny, finding the
you so much for listening. We really hope you've enjoyed this episode. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden.
And I'm at Ange Corden.
Alternatively, you can send us an email, hello@ruthcorden.com. And while you're at it, would you mind going and giving us a great review and 5 stars on Apple Podcasts? We'll be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.